This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org, and we have a couple of streamers, I'm happy to say. This is my Southern show, both pro and con, and you heard a bit of con earlier. That was Tom Lehrer with his panegyric to all the Southern stereotypes, cliches, and grim realities rolled into one bundle for his satirical song, I Want to Go Back to Dixie. I don't think he went back to Dixie after writing that one. I think he stayed up in Cambridge. And after that, we had the West End Jazz Band, the amazing West End Jazz Band, Leah LaBrea vocal, Birmingham Bertha. Well, that's Southern. And that was from a rather new recording from 02. That was from their, I think that was volume 2 of their, were in the, their recent set of CDs. Please look them up on radiolablog.blogspot.com. Look me up on Radiola. Google that in and you'll find it. And the Squirrel Nut Zippers, the late lamented Squirrel Nut Zippers, wherever they're all scattered in the Squirrel Nut Zipper diaspora. And that was Memphis Exorcism from 1996, and from their album Hot. And that was hot. I mean, I like their stuff. It's sort of swingy. It came out in that soul swing revival period, but it wasn't that that phony stuff. And a lot of those people are still playing. But the Squirrel Nut Zippers, they delved into the earlier 30s and the 20s, and they had more of a sound that was consistent with that. Now, continuing, we're going to play an acoustic set. We're going to begin with the Fred Van Epps Quintet from 1920. And George Gershwin's first really big hit, and that was Swanee. Thank you. Yes, Memphis Bound, and indeed, my wife will be Memphis Bound next week, and I will be I will be homebound, and that's that was from 1925. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Louis in there, you can hear him, as well as Coleman Hawkins and all the guys that were there in the band at the time. Before that, James P. Johnson, the great stride pianist, Carolina Shout from 1921, starting with the equally amazing banjoist Fred Van Epps. father of George, the guitarist. It seems to run in families. Fred and Van Epps quartet, Swanee. George Gershwin's first big hit, 1920. You didn't hear the Irving Caesar lyrics, and maybe someday I'll play them, but not tonight. Continuing on Radiola, we have Ben Pollack and his orchestra with, I believe this is the unissued take, of Memphis Blues, 1927.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Memphis Kick-Up, sounding an awful lot like Panama Rag, maybe too much so for the copyright holders, but that was Memphis Kick-Up, Slim Lamar and his Southerners, so to speak, from 1929. And I guess they were Southerners. They certainly borrowed that tune and cast it from one area to another. Tiny Parham and his musicians from Chicago, Memphis Mamie, and that was from 1930. Starting with Ben Pollock and his orchestra, Glenn Miller in there, Benny Goodman, Jimmy McPartland playing a trumpet solo, quite nice. 1927, the unissued take. That's take one for those marking their little books. And there are record collectors who do that. Well, now I've heard take one. Okay, now I'll play take two later. Take two is the issued take. This is Andy Sr. with Radiola on WHCL 88.7. FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College and WHCL.org. And I must have said something and disturbed the streamers because they've gone. But if you wish to stream, please do so, because there's plenty of room here on the stream. And I'm usually not this obnoxious, but God knows I try. And now, Georgia on My Mind, Gene Cardos and his orchestra.
Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the park. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Gal invites you round, treats you nice, then throws you down. That gal, that Atlanta gal, she lives upstairs in a great big flat. Does she work? Don't ask me that. That gal, that Atlanta gal, she vamps every man that comes in town, and all the grandpas like to see. When she struts her stuff and shakes her powder puff, they holler, make room there for me. Dreamy eyes, 6 foot tall, stands them up, then makes them fall. That gal, that Atlanta gal.
Okay, Georgia Jubilee, Benny Goodman's Orchestra 1934. Before that, Charles Fulcher of Atlanta with Atlanta Gal. I think that was an original composition. So there's more authenticity there. That was from 1929. Starting with Gene Cardos and his orchestra, Georgia on My Mind, from 1932. Now, Ross Deluxe Syncopators, with Robert Cloud in there, writing these amazing arrangements that he wrote. Florida Rhythm, and you'll see just how distinctive this stuff can be. And this is him, really, I promise. Florida Rhythm, 1927.
Thank you.
Southerners again with Mississippi Stomp. And I don't know if that corresponds to another tune or just was a bunch of riffs they threw in, and it was very nice in 1929. Before that, Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra, I Lost My Gal from Memphis, and that was from 1930. Beginning with Robert Cloud in there, is making his presence fully known, the Ross Deluxe Syncopators, Florida Rhythm, 1927. Now on Radiola, we begin to wind things down, and here's Bing Crosby in his Stephen Foster mode from around 1930 with Paul Whiteman's big band trying to sound very folklorish and authentic. And it is, because these are real Stephen Foster type melodies that he was singing. This is not the hip Bing, but this is the Bing that everybody came to know and love much later on. But this is a foretaste of him. Southern Medley from 1930.
Thank you. Let me see if we entertain the boys lightly. Come on, Pop.
What's it called, Satchel Mouth? What is it?
Buck Washington. That was, I believe, from 1930. That was Dear Old Southland. What a recording. And Louis was just, oh boy, used to cry listening to that. And before, well, I still do. I mean, when I'm more attentive. And before that, Paul Whiteman's orchestra, Bing Crosby on the vocals, Southern Medley. And that was from 1930. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. Radiola with Andy Sr. is closing for the evening, but now, in honor of my wife, who is going down south, and she is not from Savannah, but she's from everywhere else, this is Louis Armstrong again and his orchestra from 1929, Sweet Savannah Sue.
it ding-a-ling, it got you all day through. I'll sing it if you don't know how much I think of you. Stopping shiny bright, a blinking moon and full of night. All waking, love lane is right. My honey, oh, you know what I'm thinking. I'll walk with you, but you'll be honky-donky in a pizzeria. Would be a trip to glory, and nothing new. I'm telling you, you know it's true. Oh, honey, oh, mercy, Nano Sabano, ever was there a banner. Time for me to say, I love you, sweet Savannah.